You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Exactly 5 years ago today, a giant earthquake and tsunami hit northeast Japan. It left more than 18,000 people dead. Tsunamis, some of them thought to be as high as 40 metres, created by the quake, wiped out entire villages along the coastline. Our correspondent, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, went back to one of them in Rukuzentakata to see what it's like 5 years on. Who can forget those images of the black waters pouring in, destroying everything in their path? The screams of horror as people watch their homes, their whole towns, being smashed to pieces. Hurry up, hurry up, they shout. You need to escape. Some of the most disturbing images are of old people desperately trying to climb to safety, being overtaken by the rushing torrents. The massive tsunami that struck 5 years ago today left dozens of towns along Japan's northeast coast completely devastated, and 18,000 people dead or missing. A few days later, the BBC found Sayaka and Takuma Wakasugi scavenging for old photo albums amid the ruins of their home. Their father, Ikuo, was missing. He was a volunteer fireman, and when the tsunami alarm sounded, he'd rushed to help evacuate people. They never saw him again. Sayaka is now 15, and she's starting to write about coming to terms with her father's death.
I lost my father in tsunami. So many lives were lost in our town. Each one is important. I think it is our duty as the survivors to tell the world how dear life is.
Her brother Takuma is now 17 and much more subdued. I ask him if he can talk about his father's death with his classmates, many of whom also lost parents.
If we talk about it, I feel down. So I avoid talking about it. I sometimes want to know what my friends went through, but I don't ask because I'm worried that I may not be able to help them.
When the tsunami swept in here 5 years ago, this little town of Rukuzentakata lost nearly 2,000 people, or nearly 10% of its population. The trauma has been immense, and it perhaps helps to explain the government's response. I'm standing next to the old tsunami wall, which is around 5 meters high. It is now being replaced by one nearly 13 meters high. Even more extraordinary, the whole of the old town center is being buried under millions and millions of tons of rock and soil, raising the land 12 meters, or more than 40 feet. Driving up the coast this week, I've seen the same in town after town. Huge new tsunami walls are going up that will eventually stretch for 400 kilometres. Everywhere is the sound of construction. Minami Sanriku is another town that was completely wiped off the map. Yumura's house was 3 kilometres from the sea, but it didn't escape. From atop a hill, we now look down on a huge construction site. The hill is being torn down to make new safe land to build on, but it is taking so long. I sometimes think we'd be much better off if we'd left here after the tsunami, she says, and started a new life somewhere else. We have waited so long to rebuild our lives. There is growing frustration here at the slow pace of reconstruction. And then there is the cost. This week, one Japanese newspaper reported on the rebuilding of a tiny fishing port used by just 30 fishermen. The cost? $31 million.
You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.